There's a phrase in our Old Testament reading for today that's captured my attention. It's in chapter 8, verse 23 of 1 Kings. That verse says, "And said, O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven above or on earth beneath, keeping covenant and showing steadfast love to your servants." And here's the phrase, "who walk before you with all their heart." There's a similar phrase two verses later in verse 25, which says this, "Now therefore, O Lord God of Israel, keep your servant David my father, what you have promised him, saying, you shall not lack a man to sit before me on the throne of Israel, if only your sons pay close attention to their way." Here it is, "to walk before me as you have walked before me." I've been meditating on that phrase this morning, and what does it mean when he uses the word walk? Well, walk is a metaphor for how you live. It's your life. And this phrase, "with all their heart," carries with it the idea of putting everything you have, concentrating your heart, your soul, and your mind on your walk. I think it carries with it the idea of having a purpose in mind that you're concentrating on. I think it's important to realize that if you're going to walk with all your heart, that you're going to have to eliminate distractions in your life. And boy, in this day and age, we certainly have all kinds of things that would distract us. Most of them are unnecessary distractions. Now, sometimes we have necessary distractions, but there are a lot of unnecessary distractions. And so to walk before the Lord with all of your heart carries with it the idea of living on purpose, of concentrating on what you're doing. But the idea here of walking before the Lord, what does that mean? Well, I think it means this. I think it means walking with an awareness of God's awareness. Walking with an awareness of God's awareness. It is realizing that God is aware of everything that I think, everything that I do, everything that I say, and that my walk, my life, is being observed by God. So as we walk today, help us to pay close attention to what we're doing. Help us to be concentrated wholeheartedly, not half-heartedly with a lot of distractions, but concentrating wholeheartedly on what God has called us to do today, with an awareness that everything we do, God is aware of. Have a great day.